Online workplace Slack blacklists libs of TikTok creator. By Alim Bokhari on February 27, 2023. Slack, the instant messaging platform mainly used as an online workspace, has told Hirachik, creator of the viral libs of TikTok account, that she can no longer use their service. In a message to Rachik shared by BabylonBee CEO Seth Dillon, Slack said that she had violated the platform's acceptable use policy, although the tech company would not cite a specific example. As highlighted in Slack's acceptable use policy, Slack may exercise its right to suspend or terminate your access, said the message. If your business is defending kids, Slack doesn't want your money, concluded Dillon. In a comment on her viral account, Rachik agreed. At Slack HQ is angry that an account is working to protect childhood innocence by educating people about mutilation surgeries, porn in schools, and inappropriate adult entertainment being presented to kids. Founded in 2013, Slack has become widely used by companies and organizations as a means for employees to communicate with one another across distances. The company went public in 2019, reaching a market value of $19.5 billion. In 2021, it was acquired by Salesforce at a price of $27.7 billion. Salesforce, led by woke CEO Mark Benioff, has been in the news for political bias before. With over 150,000 clients, the platform is the most widely used customer relationship management, CRM, tool in the world. Following the events of January 6, 2021, Project Veritas obtained evidence revealing that the platform was preparing to blacklist clients for political speech, citing the threat of politically motivated violence. Benioff has personally pushed leftist causes, contributing to the panic over misinformation that was a key pretext in the massive censorship of online speech that occurred on major social media platforms following Donald Trump's victory in 2016. More recently, the Salesforce CEO threatened to remove his company's operations from states that passed laws restricting abortion. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.